Blog Talk Radio. Everyone, this is May speaking to you from New York City, and it's a nice sunny day. And I don't know what it's like down in Nashville. You know, it's crazy. I mean, we're coming up with the eclipse, aren't we? In your neck of the woods,
the big solar eclipse on Monday. Yeah, and I am actually like smack dab on the center line. But I will tell you, it was raining this morning, so I often refer to this area of the country as the crock pot of the South. So it's nice and steamy, and the sun is shining on the wet leaves, and there ought to be like a bug invasion probably before we get off the air.
I just don't want to know about bugs, because mosquitoes are just one of those things that they attract. They come to me, and I hate it. That's all I can tell you. I hate it. So, you know, I come away. Nobody gets bugs. You know, I remember one year I went down to Cancun, and for a celebration of birthdays of friends, and they said, oh, don't worry, you're not going to get bitten, and we're right by the water, there's a breeze, there's no mosquitoes. I'm the only one that got bit with the sand fleas or whatever they have. I'm the only one.
Isn't that funny? I think they do like certain people. I think they do. I know here we have a bad tick problem, and this guy that comes over here to mull for me, a tick never lands on him. Of course, it could have something to do with his Jack Daniels bloodstream, but, you know, I acquiesce. Hey, listen,
you know,
let's just jump right into
you.
It because when I found out that this our guest was from the Bampoco, and, you know, coming out of the 70s, being a child of the 70s, his band had some of the best makeout music, May. Come on. They just
did. I know.
Did.
And I mean, I heard you sing. sing.
No, okay.
Yeah. That's
a bolder assault word for me, and I promise I won't do it. But you know what? I got to jump into it with him, because here he is, a career spanning over 50 years. He started as a toddler, and his band Poco, they really created this country rock thing that we have going on right now. Yeah, battle scars and all. When you look at who was in Poco, it reads like the who's who of anybody who ever was famous in the recording industry.
Listen,
it's
I'm
incredible.
Just happy he plays pedal steel, because we used to have pedal steel on a lot of, you know, John's album. He loved pedal steel, that's for sure.
Unbelievable.
I'm sorry we didn't have
him. Without further ado, hey, welcome to the show, Rusty Young.
Yes.
Well, hello.
There you go.
Hello, make out music. I love that. You actually
I won't
made
tell
out.
What I won't tell what bass, Rusty. You know, but let's just say maybe in position to head for home. Okay, yeah.
Great, very cool, very cool. Hey guys, well, it's good to talk to you.
Yeah,
it's great.
It's great. I mean, I think we just before going on the air, I said that my album. I mean. There are I'm lucky plays if when I put it back on, if I put the album on, because I wore it out. I mean, back then, if nobody understood what a record player is, I mean, you know, with the needle,
yeah.
I played it to death. That was one of my favorite albums.
Oh, well, thank you so much. And you know that the horse on the cover was designed by Phil Hartman. And, you know, Phil Hartman from Saturday Night Live and all that kind of stuff.
Get out.
I didn't know
yeah,
that.
He was a really good friend. He did a lot of album covers for Us, America, CSN, and he was a really cool guy. It was really cool having him in our life. So anyway,
wow. That's amazing. Let me tell you, that was he was such an artist. I mean, he had so much talent.
Yeah, he did.
Definitely,
he really
we lost
did.
Him too early.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know,
be careful who
Rusty,
you marry.
That's right. Yeah. Oh, isn't that true? My ex-husband and I, we used to do a lot of stunts on Saturday Night Live, and I have to say that set is interesting the day that they shoot the live show. But Phil Hartman was always great with the fans, great with the performers, great with us as stunt people coming on. He was a really cool guy. You're right about that. And I didn't even realize he was an artist like this. So that's a little bit of trivia that I am going to repeat, okay?
He was a great artist. Yeah, he did a lot of album covers and a lot of art besides his, you know, comedy stuff. I used to go see him with the Groundlings, you know, in Los Angeles back in the day before Saturday Night Live. And he was a cool guy. So anyway.
Okay.
Hey, I mean, listen, you've had some amazing, as I was also saying to you, that, you know, we use Sneaky Pete Kleino on a couple of our songs when John Lennon was doing his, we started in Mind Games. That's when we had him. It was fabulous. John loved that sound. He loved that pedal steel and that slide sound, always. You know,
cool.
We used Sneaky Pete on a couple of albums as well. So he, and then of course Ringo used him. So he was around. Too bad I didn't know you then.
Why didn't you call me? I'm like a
yeah, no
guy.
Kidding.
Come on. No, Sneaky Pete was a cool guy, a real good friend of mine. And now in Poco we have Rick Lana who played in the Burrito Brothers with Sneaky for a number of years. So we have a real connection with that whole thing. And Sneaky and I played on a couple albums together and that kind of thing. So, you know, he
very
was
sweet
great.
Guy. Yeah, very sweet,
very
low key.
He was a sweet guy for sure.
Yeah, yeah, and so when and I hear it, you know, I just remember when he used to come in. He used to have a good time, and John loved hearing him play, and you know, it was great. People don't realize it's like when John used to play the slide guitar. You know, you always had the that thing there, and when he lose it, when he would lose that piece, and I forgot what it's called. Of course, that little slider. He would use his lighter, because when he used to smoke, the lighter was close by. That's what he used to use, his lighter.
Sure. That's so cool. That's so cool. I wish I saw John in L.A. a few times back in the day.
Yeah.
But I never really got to work with him, which I wish I could have. You know, he was such a, I mean, who, you know, come on, the guy was awesome. And I wish I would have had a chance. I worked with George Martin. I worked with a lot of the Beatle guys and, you know, Harry Nielsen and Ringo. And I saw John with Harry and all that kind of stuff back in the day.
Right.
But,
so we might have met during our travel.
Yeah.
We could have.
Right, because I was with John out in L.A. and with Harry and Ringo at times. So, you know, we were all out there at the same time. Yeah.
What a great time that – it was such a great time, you know. It was really a cool time.
We've often talked, Rusty, about the fact that time period of music is really – it's kind of gone forever. It happened. It's in a bubble all its own. You know, I mean, that when I said country rock genre, of course, you know, here in Nashville, we have so much music, and it's like they call it crossover music. Now, what do you think about the current country rock?
Well, you know, it's really interesting because we went to Nashville in 1985, and they said, okay, you can't have rock and roll guitars. You can't have rock and roll drums. You can't have more than one lead singer. And they had all these kind of stuff like that, which is totally not what – but at the same time, they said, you know, we only sell, you know, 4 gold records a year and all this kind of stuff. And, it was an interesting situation there in Nashville, but it's all changed. Now, of course, it's rock and roll music with a hillbilly singer. And at the time they said that they weren't going to let that in. And then of course they did. And, I love where country music is today. I think it's really great. You know, it's appealing to the mass audience and it's cool stuff. So
that's true. I mean, thinking about it from back then, it used to be the East Coast, the West Coast, and then there's Nashville, and then there's country music. And they alone could actually put you up on the charts, where in the rock world you needed both the East and the West. But, you know, the middle part, they can just they could sustain without the without either side in the selling. I mean, I thought I remember Garth Brooks at one point had in the top 100 albums. He had 4 albums in the top 10. It was like the most amazing thing to see.
Wow.
So yeah, I forgot what year it was, and I remember looking at it going, "Wow, this is impressive," you know. And he
yeah,
was, and
no
this
kidding.
Is before he retired. Yeah, he was. He's great, and I'm glad he's back. I mean, and I, you know, I admired the fact that he took time off to raise his family, and now he's back, and it's great. And I love the music. I love all those the new group, you know, the new grouping that's out there. And you know, Keith Urban did a great deal when, you know, an Australian coming in and living out, you know, down there and joining in with the group. So.
Hey, well, yeah, Keith Urban's great. No,
yeah.
No getting around it. You know, I think it's really cool. So I'm all for it. It's a little sad to me because you know I'm an old guy. I'm in my 70s. So I remember country music in the 50s and 60s, and of all the forms of music, country music is dead. I mean the whole Ernest Tubbs and Vernon Young and all that. You know, that's gone. It's dead. And which is really kind of sad because, you know, there was, if you think about American music, jazz, all the different kinds of music, the only form that's really dead is country music. Country music is gone. And that's kind of sad. And
in that form that you're, yeah, right, the real hardcore country music that you're talking about, absolutely, it's That was a whole different genre, and in Ireland, and I know that it was very funny years back that I remember people telling me, they said the biggest type of music that everybody listens to in Ireland was country music, and not the form that we see now, but the old form, and they love it. Everybody was a country singer back then. And
I
understand. It's true. That's a different form, and it's no longer around. Nobody sings like that anymore. True.
No. Mm-hmm. No, it's sad. The Hank Williams and the the Ernest Tubbs and the all those guys from the 50s. You know, that kind of country music is dead and gone. But you know, bluegrass lives on, and all these other different forms of music live on, but that music is gone, and it's kind of, to me, that's really sad. So
maybe you could figure out a way to bring it back. Maybe you could be a protege to someone else, or you. I'm just serious. I'm thinking there's always that little niche that you can just get back in. Whatever is old is becoming new again. You know, so that's what I'm thinking. You think about and it's who knows?
And it's becoming newer and newer the older we get, right, guys? I mean, it's just
that's right.
You know,
there you go.
When you look at the guys that have come and gone in the group Pogo, which, correct me if I'm wrong, originally kind of sprang from Buffalo Springfield, when you look at this list of musicians, it's almost like this singular group had its hand in the domino effect of almost every single group after that. The Eagles, you know, it's unbelievable. Do you ever stop and look back at that and say, wow, had we known then what we know now? Does it ever freak you out a little?
Well, sure. I mean, I remember the Troubadour in 1968 and, you know, with Don Henley and Glenn Frey and Jackson Browne all singing the bar, and they would come to our rehearsals in the afternoon at the Troubadour when we were starting this whole thing. And, you know, it was the beginning of the country rock California sound, and Pogo started it. And, you know, I mean, before us, there was the Everly Brothers and Ricky Nelson and all that kind of stuff who'd done the same thing. But we had this regeneration of that, you know, kind of, you know, our sound, you know, compared to the English invasion. And George Harrison came to see us play and tried to sign us to Apple. I mean, we had a connection with George and the whole English thing, and you know, I knew Ringo and all this kind of stuff. But there was this thing that was happening in L.A. at that time with a combination of country instruments and rock and roll. And we were at the forefront of that, and it was really cool. And no one can take that away.
No, absolutely
never.
Not. I mean, that was a sound. It was mellow. In that sense, it was mellow. That I used to love listening to it. It was, you could just tell what side of the states you came from with that. You know, it's like
cool.
West Coast sound, and there was an East Coast sound, and that was definitely the West Coast. And you know, you just have that. You could sit there with the margaritas and listen to it, and you know, and there was. It was a fabulous sound. I love Jackson Browne. That, another one of my favorites. You know, so all those.
Me too.
You know, it's great. I just loved all that time.
Oh.
You know,
I mean,
so
it was music
in the record company
that unzipped pants and unbuttoned shirts. Come on, guys. I told you it was makeout music. It was like, and, you know, now, Rusty, I'll hear it when I'm
You're
in
so
my
bad.
Car. You know, I'll stumble upon like an old Pogo or America or, you know, stuff, Three Dog Night. And, you know, you drive down the road and it's almost like, wow, this is, I don't want to say background music in the sense of it's not elevator, but it's music that moves life along between the lyrics and the actual notes. It's like, da, 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 you're moving along down the road. And this music pushes you forward and it's really beautiful. And to say that you're a part of that, I mean, you're a fortunate guy. I'm sure you know.
Well, thanks. Yeah. No, I do feel that. And I remember the history, you know, of all of us starting up. I remember the first morning at the breakfast place. I can't remember the name of the place where Don and Glenn and all those guys are sitting around the table. And I said, we've got a name for our band now. We're going to call them the Eagles. You know, from all that through everything that happened in those early days, it's you know, it's a great memory. And actually, I've just finished a book, so I'm writing all these stories down about the early days of rock and roll.
Oh, that's great. Oh, my God. That's going to be fabulous.
Yeah,
that,
and
you,
it's,
see
you know, I mean, I've got Janis Joplin and Jimi Hendrix and all these, and Elton John, all these stories about people that I was around in those days, the late 60s, the early 70s,
right.
When it was different than it is now. There wasn't all the security and people hung out and, you know.
No, people were people. We sat with them and everybody talked and everybody was friends. There was no, it was a camaraderie amongst the group. And yeah, come on over, let's sing. You want to sing on mic? Great. And when you couldn't do it, when they first started out, when they weren't allowed to let the record company know that you took part of it, they still did it, you know, incognito because everybody enjoyed everybody's company. And that was the big thing. We don't have that. As much, you know, that camaraderie. It's and everybody's a one-off. Before, at least, you know that the record company would try to cultivate you, and you know, they give you a 3-album deal. The first one is just a throwaway to see how much we can get, and by the second one, you should be more established. And by the third, you were established. Now we don't even have that. Oh, you didn't sell a million in the first go around? Sorry, we're dropping you. I mean, I've never heard of such a thing. It was really wild. So,
yeah.
You know, so I truly appreciate it. When is this book going to be out? Or when do you
mm-hmm.
have you?
Well, you know, first releasing my first solo album on Blue Alone, which is, you know, really great and really cool. I'll be in New York and hopefully you'll come by and see us.
Yes.
At the City Winery. You know, so I've got my first solo after 50 years of making music with Pogo and different, you know, I played everyone from Gladys Knight to Three Dog Night.
Wow.
You know, I played with, you know, Joe Walsh and the James Gang all the way to, you know, to Ricky Nelson all the way through. So this is my first solo album, and it's really, really fun for me. I thought I was through doing music, and then I was offered this chance to do a solo record with Blue Alone, and so I'm really thrilled about that. And Okay, I forgot where I'm going.
Anyway, then you're gonna go. What about your book? And then you're gonna go besides.
And then the
be
book,
torn,
yes.
Yeah.
And then I have the book as well that's going to be published soon. And
I'm still looking forward.
Lots of really cool stuff.
So
you're still in the game.
Information
you're still in
is
the game.
Going to be so fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. The information that people don't. You know, how many people you've played with. This is the groundwork. This was our, this was our soundtrack of life, where this is the way music was back then, not like the way it is now. So, and yet, if you think about it, 25 years from back then, people were still, they're making songs, they're making their hits with the songs that we came out with back then. They're revamping it, and they're making it again. I don't know any artist that's going to be doing some of these rap songs to get their first songs back up, when they introduce themselves. Billy Idol had Money Money. That was a big hit for Tommy James. So I don't know of any 90s tunes nowadays that some people will redo. It's going to be very few. Because all the commercials are all from the 60s and 70s stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, really.
I hear ELO, I hear all the, you hear all the blues, the rock and roll, the rhythm and blues stuff, Hold On, I'm Coming, so I don't know what's going to be for the, today's thing. I think one of the most wonderful singers, there's a few out there, one to me is probably Bruno Mars. That's what a talent.
That's one of her boy crushes, Rusty.
Bruno
Mars and, Paul Castle's up there too, the two of them.
Well, Paul
Castle,
he's part of the crowd here.
He's
part of our family.
Yep.
But,
me too.
So you're going back
Bruno
out.
Bruno is the hero.
Exactly.
she loves her Bruno. You're going back out. Are you going to play some of your old stuff with the new stuff?
Yeah, actually, I'm going to do the new album, and I've got my poker guys with me. We're going to do, Poco highlights, and we're going to do the new stuff, and just have some fun,
Ooh, I can't wait. It's going to be the fall. It's going to be soon.
You'll love it.
I can't wait.
You'll love it. It's really cool. I've got a great band, and I have great new songs that are on the sold CD, so it's going to really be fun. It's going to really be cool. You will love it.
I'm looking forward to it. I had it down in my calendar. I said, I can't wait. This will be fun.
Now, the new stuff, can people get it yet? Is it out where people can go and grab it, or is it coming out?
Well, they can go to Blue Alon and get they can download four songs, four new songs, and then on September 15th, the album is available, so they can get the four songs, and then the 15th they get the whole album, or they can wait till the 15th and get the whole album. But I'm telling you, it's really really cool. The title song is called "Waiting for the Sun to Shine," and it's so, John would have loved it. This album has all my influences over the years: the Buffalo Springfield, the Beatles, Waiting for the Sun has a really huge kind of Beatles influence.
I'm excited.
We're all influenced by the Beatles and John and Paul, And that song in particular to me has a real Beatles influence, and I love it for that.
Well, I can't wait to hear it. That's exciting. And I can't
You'll
wait to
it.
See you. I can't wait to see you also.
Yeah.
After all these years.
You have to tell me if you come to Nashville, Rusty. I'm holding you to it, okay?
Okay. We're playing the Americana Festival in Nashville.
You're doing that festival? Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So we will be there for sure. And please do come.
There you go.
She's
come from the film world, and so
yeah.
Get her to go to a concert that she's excited about is a rarity.
Yeah.
So I'm just happy that she wants to go and see it.
Yeah.
I am happy for that.
Listen,
yeah.
We will
you
rock
might,
your
you might
world.
Have heard a little bit of my singing skill before we went when we were waiting to go on the air. I got nothing, Rusty, okay? I can't even do snaps and claps, No cowbell, fired from that. But the one common thing that I've noticed when in all this time that May and I've been interviewing musicians is that you guys that came out of that time period, the 70s, the 60s and the 70s, every single one of you wants to talk about someone else. You don't want to talk about your own music unless it comes from, well, I was working with this guy or I was working with this woman. And I find the humbleness and the genuineness of that really, really special. So,
Cynthia, that's so nice.
Yeah. For someone who's not really a music girl, I can look at it and say, wow. And aside from the fact that there are a few happy guys probably still alive out there that do remember In the Heart of the Night at the drive-in. That's all I'm going to say. Okay?
Oh, cool. So cool. Well, thank you, ladies. Thanks so much. It was great talking to you.
Yes, and I will see you soon, definitely.
Please,
Rusty,
please do.
Come back when that book is done so we can talk about it. I'm dying
to
hear.
I will. Great stories about
Can't wait.
All the dirt. All the dirt.
Cool. All the dirt. Love it.
I'm sure.
All right, Rusty,
gonna
we're going to let
great.
You go.
Yeah.
Bye, kids.
Thank you so much for being on the show.
You betcha. Bye, kids.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
Take care. I love it.
I'm so jealous that you're getting to go see him in September. I got to see. I did read the Americana. I saw the poster of it on Facebook. I got to go back and check it out because, my memory lane might be totally different than, where I want to go, but that's okay. May, it looks like I've lost you. Ruh-roh. Okay. Well, I'm flying here solo. Getting all hot and bothered about my polka music. Well, I guess I'm going to sign off because May is lost in cyberspace someplace. There she is. Woo! I thought I lost you.
Well, you did.
May?
You knocked me off.
No,
you
I just knocked
off.
Off Rusty. Did
no,
I?
You knocked
oh, well,
me
I
out.
Apologize.
You knocked
well,
me
you,
out
you
first.
Were only, you were only missing for 30 seconds, so I guess 30 seconds is bad when we're missing Pang, but oh, here you are back. Hey, I know this is crazy because by the time we air the show, you will have already done your speech. But posthumously, I'm going to congratulate you because I know it'll be a great success at the Tiki Bar. And
it's going to be
fun. Will be, yeah, it's going to be fun. And also, too, you probably have a few other things up your sleeve coming out to make appearances and talk about these days that are in the past but still can be brought back to life by the people who actually live
well,
them.
Well, look at, I mean, if you think about, look at Rusty. I mean, he's writing a book about that time period and what it was like and who he was hanging out with. And it's the same idea, only I could tell it from my point of view of certain stories with John. And because I was there. I love when people like to write my story. And I was talking to somebody last night. They go, wasn't it this way? They said, no. I said, people love to put their two cents in, but they weren't really there. And they only read what they want to read, and they don't know. And so it's my time to, tonight, it's like anybody wants to ask me a question, they can ask me a question, and we'll talk. And, in fact, now that I'm signed with Paradise Artists, and they have schools that teach classes on the Beatles and songwriting, which I've done, they can go to Paradise and book me and, can help out with all the stuff.
The stories alone are, and you're very generous with your stories, as it sounds like Rusty Young's going to be. I can't wait.
Yes.
He
I can't
promises
either.
Us all
like,
the
can't
dirt.
Wait.
I'm so excited.
And so am I.
All right,
but anyway,
darling.
We're down to the time frame. I will be speaking to you soon, and happy, Eclipse Day on Monday. And,
yeah, Eclipse
I
Day on Monday. By the time we play
okay.
the show, the eclipse will be a done deal. Yes, ma'am.
Yes,
all righty, girl.
All right. Talk to you. I'll talk to you. Okay.
Okay.
Bye, everyone.
That's Ms. May Pang. I'm Cynthia Nielsen, and you've been listening to May and Cynthia's Dinner Specials on Blog Talk Radio with our special guest, Rusty Young of Poco.